So, if a child is born very,
Vegetative.
very vegetative state, then the child cannot do anything in this life.
So he
So
cannot
what
do
is
anything with that.
so he cannot pursue any goals of life, any purusharth. So what is the how do you explain the situation?
God has
Yeah,
not given him any opportunity.
not in, I'll come to this point. So let me. There are two different things over here. One is that if we see the principle of karma from a material perspective, the principle of karma, we need to see it from a spiritual perspective. If we see it, if we incorporate the principle of karma into a materialistic worldview, it can seem very harsh. A child is innocent. Why is the child suffering like this? How can God be so cruel? So actually, in a sense, to say that things happen by chance, or even things happen by chance can seem more fair than to say that a small child has done some bad karma because of his. It can. So we have to understand that actually, if we bring the principle of karma into a materialistic worldview, we can come off as very insensitive if we don't understand it properly. So when we have a spiritual worldview, that means we understand that this life is only one innings. It's only one innings. And sometimes, even in this life, some child may have a lot of difficulties. But from the perspective of eternity, that is not a big difference. So sometimes we all may get certain karmas. We all may go through some karmas by which we are put in a very constricted state. And when that constricted state comes, we have to know that this is a phase. The world is a station, it is not a destination. So even for a baby, this is a passing phase. If I have a materialistic worldview, then this life of 60, 70, 80 years, whatever, we feel so big. From the perspective of spirituality, from the perspective of eternity, this life is not very big. So we all will go through different phases in our life. The child is completely powerless to do anything. But sometimes we may also experience that we are put in circumstances we just can't do anything. Sometimes we may fall very sick. Sometimes, everybody not only misunderstands us, everybody actually just doesn't allow us to clarify us, just judges us and blames us and victimizes us. So for us, that may be for 6 months, 1 year, we'll be sick and we misunderstood for some patch of life, patch of some period. For that particular child, it may be for one lifetime. If you see from the perspective of eternity, so in some situations, we just have to weather the karma. We can't do much further. So to give a tennis metaphor, now in a tennis match, sometimes a player is serving and sometimes a player is receiving. So the player who is serving has much more freedom, where to hit the ball. The player who is receiving is very restricted options. The ball is going to come here, the player has to strike there and hit from there itself. So now, in our life, based on our situations, sometimes we are serving, sometimes we are receiving. The problem comes when we are receiving and we expect to have the freedom of serving. We move our hand, the ball just whizzes by. So we have to recognize that some phases in our life, our freedom will be very restricted. We just have to do the best that we can with whatever life sends us. There are other times when we can take initiative, we can make plans, we can actualize things. So sometimes the serving, sometimes in the tennis, there are some players are such good servers that even the player can just watch all four aces go off. The player just can't do anything. So like that, sometimes life may just send the aces our way, just can't do anything. So we all go through phases like that. But when we understand it is only a phase. It is a phase. And in that phase, basically, what is required is just tolerate the karma. And then eventually that phase will end, whether in this life or in a future life. And then the person gets a opportunity to serve. That time the person can do a positive karma and move forward towards towards fulfilling their spiritual destiny.
In this life, that child is missed.